Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Amma ba'd. Chapter 44. I'm sorry, session 44. And in here, I am going to emphasize a topic very powerful. Very powerful. How we can pass all this fitan. If you look, after I give you more a hadith, I pause, I slow down, and I start showing you solution, preparation, how to develop strength. Today in this session, I'm going to share with you something so powerful, so beautiful, and so profound. Big time. Big, big time. Beyond your imagination. But only if you can value it, comprehend it, it can be elevation, status, dunya and akhirah, protection, navigation, everything. What I'm going to share with you today, it containing everything. Everything you can imagine in this topic. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look in the internet, Asian, non-Muslim, all over, talk about the invisible energy. The invisible energy. And they talk about the difference between positive energy and negative energy. And you have the people who try to master that according to them. By all kind of philosophy and understanding. And believe it or not, huge portion of society today, they are searching for it. Because they find out it has a relationship between that and the well-being of the person, physically, spiritually, emotionally, from nerve system, you name it. Subhanak ya Rabbi wallahi. Subhanak ya Rabbi. When you're going to hear the topic, you'll be shocked. How many people talk about the ray, the invisible ray, the radiation? The electromagnetic signal from the mother to the baby, from the baby to the mother. From the parents to the child, from the child to the parents. They have all kind of names. All kind of study about this topic. From every aspect. I'm just preparing you. And people willing to spend a lot of money to go to session to hear about this topic. And now, I'm going to share with you something really profound. Do you remember how Allah created us? And what He did with us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed from His soul to us. Meaning, we have human being, a portion of the blessing of the radiation or the energy from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And this is called the soul. And this soul, by the will of Allah, two things will happen. If the soul connected to Allah in a state of dhikr, in a state of belief, in a state of unity with Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this soul, which is this person, certain energy from Allah. Energy, navigation, radiation. I'm still preparing you for the big one. Big, big one. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. It's just I'm explaining to you from different perspective completely. What make me stable? The vibes, the radiation from Allah and angels. Or what make me unsteady, unbalanced, unstable? Shayateen and the wicked and negativity of the nafs. Now I'm going to share with you something. I talked to you about it before, but this time now, in case I die, this is big. Over 27 times in the Quran, Allah mentioned Nur, the light of Allah. Chapter Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 122. I want you to read it by yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he emphasized. Listen carefully now. The example of the person who is dead, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him life, and he give him nur, walk with it between people, is similar to one stuck in the darkness and cannot get out from it. Read it. Read the verse by yourself. What it mean? What it mean to me? And how it can be related to me? And how I can learn from it? Some people, when you see them, you wish to hug them. They have nur. They have tranquility. They have peace within. They radiate positive strength, nur. They generate beautiful environment. Why? Where does he get it from? Is this he get it from what they eat? Or their clothing? Or the jewelry they have? Or the bank account? No. Did you hear this? No. All this will not radiate nothing except ego, arrogant, show off, envy, jealousy. But look now to the mu'min who is belong to Allah. He remember Allah. He's united with Allah, the angel surrounding him. What happened to this soul now? This soul full of peace, light, tranquility, belonging. It radiate. I bear witness to Allah. One time I was traveling with a sheikh. Beautiful man. One of the unique people. And one man, the family dropped him and begged the sheikh to take him with him. And the man was possessed with shaitan. And the man cannot sleep at all. Do you know what the sheikh said to the man? Come, and when I go to sleep, sleep next to me. Later on, I asked him, Why, ya Sheikh? He said that man is full of shayateen. An angel do not match shayateen and do not join. And I do my word, I do my adhkar. I know I am protected. And surrounding my body is a lot of angels. Will burn his own shayateen, he will go to sleep. Look at this. Look at this, my brother and sister in Islam. Do we value that? Do we value souls? And the value of the soul according to what? The way it looks like? Their body, their beauty, their money, their status? Or we value the soul according to the amount of radiation from this soul? I bear witness to Allah. In my life, every time I even visited certain people in my life, it affect me. It affect me. Now, what this related to the end of time? Because the more the end of time arrive, darkness will increase. The disability of ability to see will increase. The waves of all kind of darkness will increase. And the wave of the people radiate shayateen and negative vibes and energy will increase. And now, what I want? I want to increase my light. I want to stabilize my light. I want to have a positive energy, internal and external. What to do is very simple, more than you imagine. Be closer to the owner of the light, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Get away from any environment of shayateen. By your laptop, by your phone, by your TV, by the companion, whatever it takes. Get away. To the point when the time come, if you're really a mu'min, if you're really a believer, you will value the soul, it containing certain tranquility and peace. And when the time come, you have to make a decision, even for your family, because the situation will rise up. You have to make a decision. Are you going to stay with a negative soul or a positive soul? Because our soul affected each other. Big time. We are more very contagious. But war more than coronavirus. Coronavirus only can give you death. That's it. Or you'll be sick for 2 weeks. And we make a big fuss about it. But the wrong companion can give me darkness, can give me the anger of Allah, can give me the hellfire, can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursing me, can give me darkness, lead me to darkness, lead me to hellfire. And we worry about coronavirus. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. If you are a mu'min, wallahi, I swear by Allah, coronavirus, it doesn't mean nothing compared to the negativity of your soul and negativity of the companion of shayateen. Envy, jealousy, unstable, ego, arrogant, stubbornness, me, I want. Why? No. We. Ah. Who. Ah. Allahu Akbar. Can I be a mu'min? And I have all this? How? The mu'min heart is full of peace and tranquility. Generate and radiate nur, because he's receiving nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now your heart and your body become like the moon. Reflect this nur in every aspect in your life. I bear witness to Allah. We in it. You have to make a decision. Do you value nur or you value darkness? Do you want nur or you want darkness? Do you want the unstoppable, the energy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and angels, which radiate hidayah, wisdom, tranquility, peace, happiness, generosity, kindness? Or you go to the company of shaitan. Will he radiate too? Instability. And you're not sure. I'm not sure. And this and that and tomorrow. And now. And all the diseases of the heart. What it mean? It make me unstable. Deep inside, I'm not stable. To the point sometimes shaitan drive you crazy, to the point I'm not sure what is going on. No, you cannot say that I don't know what's going on. You are in the company of shaitan. You radiated shayateen activity. And after a while, shaitan will leave you. And said, MashaAllah, you become so ill, full of shayateen diseases. Bye-bye. Have fun with shayateen quality. Wallahi, it will make you miserable. It will make you not going anywhere. It make you paralyzed. It make you unwanted soul, undesirable soul. You cannot receive goodness and you cannot give it, because you're stuck with the company of shayateen. And now, your body, exactly like the moon, will reflect that. It will be reflected in your face and everything. But not the moon now. It will be darkness. 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 Weak. Wicked. Unhappy. No assurance, no insurance, no tranquility. Now, my brother and sister in Islam, when the time of fitan coming, you remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned us, it will be wave and wave of measure. Measure what? Darkness. What is the opposite? I need light. I need the maximum light to allow me to navigate. And the only owner of the light is Allah. And if I belong to Allah, Allah give me light from His light. And the angels surrounding me, because I am full of light, I'm closer to Allah. My heart is content. My heart full of peace. My heart full of iman, my heart. Where's my brain? It's not there. Why? I'm only thinking about Allah. I have no topic. I have no topic of this dunya. I worry about akhirah, the condition of the ummah, and I make dua. I'm surrender myself to Allah. And the more I'm surrender myself to Allah, now I'm calm. Because Allah will give me this calmness and security and insurance. And now anybody come closer to me, he will feel it. He will see it. Now, my brother and sister in Islam, who are you? Who is your companion? Whose beloved companion to you? What is the effect about that? Is that about time to decide? Do you want to be alive or dead? Do you want light or darkness? Do you want tranquility and peace and happiness and insurance and assurance? And Allah will be with you and His angels? Or do you want to be the company of shayateen, full of doubt, uncertainty, greed, selfish? Me, tomorrow, this and that, envy, jealousy, what, way, wah, woo. My dear brother and sister in Islam, read the verse over and over again. Read it carefully and ask yourself, how many often I ask Allah, Ya Noor, give me Noor, Ya Allah. Give me Noor, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with Noor. Give me Noor in the front of me. Noor in my back of me, in my right, in my left, above me, underneath me, in my flesh, in my soul, in my feeling, in my thought, in my thinking. Fill me with Noor, Ya Allah. And remember, Noor do not mix with darkness. Angel do not be in a company of shayateen. Shayateen will not be in a company of angels. Now you have to make a decision. Who are you? Who is your companion? Who is the most closest companion to you most of the time? They are the one that will affect you. No blaming, no complaining. Is all in my hand. Is all in my hand. I have the reign of my future. The road of light or the road of darkness? Go read chapter al-Hadid and see how it started. The mu'mineen yawm al-qiyamah yas'a nurahum bayna aydihim. Their light will be overwhelming between their two hands. And even then they will say, Allah, increase our Noor, Ya Allah. This topic is one of the most beloved topic to me. The more you're close to Allah, the more you have Noor. You have Noor in your face, Noor in your heart, Noor in your niyyah, Noor in your action, Noor in your basira, Noor in your thinking, Noor in everything you do. This is why one of my famous dua, I share it with you. Allahumma da'al baraka wal noor wal qabool fima af'al wa fima aqool. Oh Allah, give me baraka and noor and acceptance in everything I say and do. If Allah put baraka in anything, you done. If Allah put Noor in everything you do, you done. And if Allah accept you, you done. Can I think? Think about what? Think about what? I say it before many times. I find out the most poor people in earth, the one they think they are intellect. Because shaitan is overwhelming them to the point they become Abdul Shaitan and you do not know. They cannot surrender to Allah. Imagine. They cannot. They cannot surrender to Allah. Shayateen ta'uzzuhum azza. The shayateen make them like a boiling. Boiling water. Who said that? Allah. Go read Quran. But this is a quality of munafiqeen and kuffar. Unstable. Unsure. Ya Allah, this why is he looking for outer pleasure. The mu'min is full of pleasure. He is in deep, deep pleasure with Allah. Regardless of what he has or doesn't have. It's not the meal. It's not the place. It's not the luxury. It is the treasure inside my heart. This treasure is called Iman. It's called the unity between me and Allah. It called the yaqeen, the certainty of faith, the rely on Allah. All this quality of Iman is a treasure. It makes you so happy because the treasure full of your heart. And this treasure radiate this beautiful peace and tranquility and assurance and insurance, regardless of any outside situation. I can have no place. I can have no money. But I'm super rich. I am super rich. I am super rich. Wallahi, I say it and I mean it. I am super rich because I'm with Allah. And Allah promised, I rely on Him, He will take care about my affair. Done. Done. This by itself, nobody can give me pleasure than Allah. Nobody can give me the beautiful tranquility and peace inside my heart more than Allah. Nobody. 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 And this make you relax, happy. Now, you're full of energy. You're surrounded with energy. Anybody come closer to you, you give them energy. You radiate. You radiate radiation from Allah Jalla Jalalu. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what you have, what you're giving people around you, who you are, what you have in your heart, and remember, you cannot have mix. You will never. There's no mix. Because angel and shayateen will never mix. I want you to go back to invocation of God by Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Take it chapter by chapter. I bear witness to Allah. This book, I read it one night completely. And I keep crying. Even I was super tired, but I cannot go to sleep. I can't. I have to finish it. And later on, I still have it. I have it for almost 12 years. For 1 year and a half, I take one page at a time and keep living it. Living it. Living the knowledge inside. I do not want to leave it. This is useful knowledge. He's having 120 reasons why you should remember Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what overwhelming you? Remember Allah or thinking? Remember Allah and rely on Allah and wish to be good? Or going back and forth like a yo-yo? Going forward or going backward? Who are you? And when a time comes and the fitna rises, nobody can give you light except Allah. Your money will not give you light. Your property will not give you light. All this nonsense will not give you light. Only one will give you light. And according to how much you believe in Him, the credit of goodness between you and Him, He will open for you and give you light. And each one of us has a different amount of light according to our status of Islam, our status of Iman, our status of Yaqeen, our status of Tawakkul, our status of Shukr, our status of contentment, Rida, and most of all, the status of surrender to Allah and guarding our companion. The companion of angels or the companion of shayateen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, call Allah Ya Noor. Don't stop day and night. We need Allah Noor. We need it. And nobody can give it to you except Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.